Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Huckenberry. And forget the electoral map, the red states, the blue states. We're going to slice up the nation as the patchwork nation, like our colleagues at the Christian Science Monitor and Dante Cini do for us. These are communities that aren't related to geographic locations, but are related to issue locations. And today, here's a voice from the immigration nation in the patchwork nation.
I believe Mr. Obama pays more attention to what could be done to remedy the problem. I think Senator McCain kind of delved into it a little bit, but he really didn't follow through.
That's Roy Delgado, who's a former mayor of El Mirage, and he is talking about the issue of immigration as it affects the Patchwork Nation Project's Immigration Nation grouping. Joining us now is the Patchwork Nation Project Director, Dante Cini. Dante, tell me a little bit about Roy Delgado.
Roy's an interesting guy, like you say. He's Hispanic, but he's lived in the U.S. his whole life. He served in the military, so he's one of these people who sometimes when he's out in the county around El Mirage, which is Maricopa, it's down in Arizona, sometimes gets looks at being like, oh, here comes those illegal immigrants again cutting in line on me. And he gets a little ticked about it at times.
Where is the immigration nation going to be decisive, do you think? I mean, I don't want to, fold everything into the electoral map all of a sudden, but, certainly there are obvious states, but where are the non-obvious places that immigration nation is going to be decisive?
Well, the interesting thing is when you look at where these counties are, they have spread out. I mean, they're predominantly in the Southwest, and a lot of them are in Texas. And you'd say, well, Texas really, they're not gonna, nothing's gonna really switch Texas away from going Republican. But the counties pop up, and there are some in North Carolina where they could play a role. There are a lot in New Mexico, obviously, where they're gonna play a role. Up in Colorado, they could definitely play a role up there. And the vote has looked over the last couple of weeks. I've been talking to these people as though it was probably going to trend Obama a little bit anyway, but it's definitely moving toward Obama from where it was with Bush in 2004.
Certainly the big issue for all Americans in the last few weeks is the economy. How does Immigration Nation deal with the economic issue?
Well, it matters in a couple of ways down there. First of all, these are places where the short-term economic pain is hardest. These aren't wealthy places or, places with a lot of stock. They're not terrified of what's going on Wall Street. I mean, maybe the long-term things, but not the short-term things. But the other way the economy plays out in these places is immigration policy affects the economy in these places because businessmen, there are a lot of immigrants in these communities. Some are legal, some are illegal, and you go in and those people go in and apply for a job, and the person doesn't know who they're hiring sometimes. I mean, the paperwork may look good or may not look great. I don't know. The employers are kind of in a tough situation there. The economy is hitting them in that way. And the employers aren't really interested. There's been immigration crackdowns on some of these places, so employers are less interested in hiring some of those people that come in, be they illegal or non-illegal. And ultimately, that affects things down the line. That means those people don't have jobs. That means they can't buy things.
Right.
It has a big impact.
It's a big impact, and you very eloquently describe sort of the chain, the economic chain there that affects Immigration Nation, one of the places in the patchwork nation. Dante Cini, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Dante Cini is the director of the Christian Science Monitor's Patchwork Nation Project, which you can find on our website.